sugya, the beginning of the parak of also the netzarim of zevle bracha. The Mishnah says, "Kizma varchan al aperis, aperis ilin uem brei priayitz, chutz min ayayin, shayayin uem brei priayagachar." In fact, the Gemara Menani really, how do we know that there's a chiyuv lavarich al aperis? Ken zayin that there's other things that we did know already, like past, it's possible that we knew already. It's mashma v'chalt v'savoto, the kala primary to beforehand. Well, the whole bach is going to get to Paris. The Gemara asks, "Minani really?" Gemara is a shakla v'tari. We should learn out a kiddush ilulim. Mikan shetunim bracha lefreim la'achareim. The Gemara is matche. Depends if it's netar avai, kerem avai. Maybe we should learn out of kerem. We should learn out of komo, mamatzinu, zayis, zayin minim. Let's go to the Gemara. El asvaruhu also la'adam she'ena minolam azevle bracha. The svaru that it's also la'adam she'ena azevle bracha. Mamil there's a chiyah bracha lefaneo. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, not all the Maduris have it. Rabbeinu Chananel, he says in Maskana, "Vasikna l'man datoni kerem avai, shiva saminim tu nebracha lefneim lachareim, lachareim in atur lefneim kal b'chareim. Man datoni netar avai, kol vidulei karka tu nebracha min atur. Nishar dvarim svaru sha'aser la'odim shi'itim klum kredim shi'yivarech." Rabbeinu Chananel goes that in a Chananel we blive with the limudim. You're right that we weren't able to learn out everything, all the periods. From Kredesh Yilulim, from Zayin Minim, there's certain things that were left out. Nevertheless, that which you could learn out, in Echanam you do learn out. And Meil is a Chiv, Bracha Rishayna Lachor is a Chiv Midaraisa. Anything else which you can't learn out, oranges. You can't learn out, it's not Zayin Minim, it's not Kamo, it's not Zayin. In Echanami, the Chiv Bracha is only Misvaro. Interesting, he names on the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva. Osla Adam Shiyitim Klum Kredim Shiyavarech. He doesn't say Osla Adam Shiyitim Klum Kredim Shiyavarech. Osla Adam Klum Kredim Shiyavarech. Mashma that in a chanami, certain things are deraisa, certain things are derabanan. Givensach, it depends what fruit we're talking about. It's a little bit schwer. Rabbeinu Chananel himself, on Daf Chafalaf Maralef, I saw that their ma'ir, Rabbeinu Chananel al Ashaf, they put down, they talk about ma'ir also. He says, also ki birchas hamoz, birchas atur lachareo, birchas hamozin lefaneo, shi hamoiti, midarabanan inu. Rabbeinu Chananel says, lahedi on Daf Chafalaf, that birchas hamozin lefaneo, which is birchas hamoiti, is midarabanan. L'chero, it's one of the Shiva Saminim, L'chero the Bracha Rishena should be the Raisa. But that Shita's Rabbeinu Chananel, that depending on what the fruit is, whether or not the Chiv is Midaraisa, or the Chiv is only Midarabon and Alta Tzvara. However, the rest of the Rishenim, come out to all the Rishenim, learn out that way. Rashi, the Rambam, Tosis, Rosh, the Rajba, the Ritva, they all learn that the Bracha, all Bracha Rishena, all Bracha Lefonel, is only Midarabon. And that's when the Gemara says Elo. Gemara is chosen from all the limudim that we said beforehand, and in the Chanami it's maybe an asmachta ba'alma like this. It says when it's not a real yalfusa, everything is learnt out of a svara shas adam shenam in the mazem lebracha. Mamela all brachas to the rabbanon. Interestingly enough, the Pnei Yeshua says that even if you go like Rav Rishonim that Ella is a chazara from everything that we said up until now, and everything is learnt out of a svara. Nevertheless, the chiyuv bracha Rishonim is midaraisa. We find in Kol HaTorah Kula, we find Kamafam and Shas by Pesha Osar, Ksubis Chav Beis, Moisim Chol Harayo. Other places we find that the Gemara says, Loma Likro, Svarahu, Hu Osar Lahu Sharila, the Gemara says by Pesha Osar. Why do you need the Pasik of, Esbiti Nasati Liish Hazeh, Liish Osar Lahu, Hazeh Sharila? Why do you need the Pasik of Pesha Osar? The Chorit is Svar, Hu Osar Lahu Sharila, Pesha Osar or Pesha Hitter. So we see that Svara is a Dindar brings you to a dindaraisa. If the Gemara is asking, why do I need a pasuk? I have a svara. If I say that the svara works as a dindaraisa, the Mela says the Bnei Yeshua. If we learn out of here, svara, she'asal la'adam she'anam ein la'mazel b'lai bracha, the Mela, it's a dindaraisa. And in Chanami, even if you go that everything is a svara, still the chiyah bracha lefaneh is going to be a dindaraisa. Nevertheless, says the Bnei Yeshua, we're still going to have the klal of sag brachas lahakal. How do you have the klal of sag brachas lahakal? Because there's always a chashash of le'siso. You're always up against Lamaisa, even if you have a Chiv Misvara to be Mevarech that tells you you should make a Bracha, but there's always that Chashash Kenegedit of on the Tzad that you're not supposed to be making the Bracha, then, because maybe a person with a Safik whether or not he made a Bracha Amoitzi. Doesn't remember if he made Amoitzi. So Safik Bracha, the Chiv Bracha is the Svara. However, Mitzad Sheni, there's always the Loisisa on the Tzad. If a person is going to be Mevarech a Bracha Levatel, there's a Loisisa. Shem Hashem lekecha l'shov, that you're not allowed to be maskir Shem Shemayim levatolo. You're not allowed to be mevarech habracha levatolo. Mamela, you're up against a leisiso, and therefore b'mokim safek we're going to go l'kula. I saw the Birkas Avraham Zatzal, Yuzmer, what do you mean? L'chera kol kama, that you're telling me that there's a din d'oraisa, machmas asvaro, that you're mechuyev to be mevarech, then it's like a regular din d'oraisa. The same with that, if a person is suffering whether or not he benched. He had kidei sviya, and is suffering whether or not he said birchas hamazon. What's halacha? We don't say suffering brachas l'kula. Suffering d'oraisa l'chumra, zikr. You have to bench again. That's how you pass halacha l'maisa. So kol kama that you're telling me that it's svara is a d'oraisa, then I don't reckon with the leisisa. I don't have to worry about the leisisa anymore. Leisisa is only if it's a bracha levatala. But kol kama that we say suffik daraisa lechomro, then there is no bracha levatala. Because the bracha you're mechuyiv. The din of suffik daraisa is that you go lechomro and you're mechuyiv to mivarech. So if it's a svara, the suffik daraisa is tali lechomro and you're mechuyiv to mivarech. Lechor v'dasa p'nei Yeshua, you have to say that seif is only a svara. It's not a krah. It's not a vachalta v'savot v'racht. It's only a svara. Memela the svara has certain gedarim. The svara tells you that kol kama, there's a chashash of leisiso, then don't do it. You're right. Svara is that you should be mevarech. But the svara doesn't tell you you should be mevarech when there's a tzad of leisiso connected it. If there's a pasuk, the pasuk tells you you have to be mevarech. But if it's only a svara, then the svara has limitations. L'mashal, Frekta Kriya Yeshua himself, he says, how could I tell you that it's a din d'oraisa? All the Rishonim say, Taisus, we saw by us, says, Balkari, the raya that it's not the raya lefoneo, is from Balkari. The halacha is that a Balkari is allowed to be, is supposed to be mevarech la'acharov and not lefonov. Why is mevarech la'acharov? Because birchas hamon is d'oraisa. Why is he not mevarech lefonov? Because birchas hamaitzi is only midarabanan. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, according to what I'm saying, l'chor, what do you mean? There's a svara midaraisa to be mevarech. How could I tell you that lefoneo is only d'rabanan and that's why Balkari is not mevarech? The svara is mechayev, a bracha midaraisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, no. Why is the Balkari not being mevarech? Because mishim kvoidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's leitzonis. Kari comes machmas leitzonis, like the Gemara says. And Mamela, it's a chasarin in covered roish to be mevarech, to be maskir shem Hashem, something which is brought about by the hefach of covered roish, covered roish. He did something that brought him to be a Balkari. Mamela, after the covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not being maskir the shem Hashem. Mamela, the svara tells you in this case not to be mevarech. Svara tells you to be mevarech because if you're taking something called the osla adam she'enem lemazav lai bracha, that's only if it's a covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If your bracha is not a covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then don't do that. Al derech zeh l'chor, you could say the same thing b'negiat to suffering bracha.
Then you always have a reason, there's a better reason to have a krah than a svara. Svara has serious limitations.
Excellent. That's always a good reason. In a chanami, that maybe there's going to be limitations, there's going to be differences. Because the svara is not going to be able to tell me all the nuances. L'chor, very good aura. That's l'chora the pashtis in why the reason why the other Rishonim don't hold it in their eyes. Because in a chanami, the svara is not going to give you all the tenoim. We'll get to that in a second. But the l'chora the Pnei Yeshua understood that kol kama that it's a svara in a chanami, a svara is a chiyuv der eiso. But there are limitations. Not in every place is a svara going to apply. Memela kol kama that you're up against a leisiso, there's a chash that maybe your bracha is going to be a bracha levatala. The svara tells you don't be mevarech in such a case. It's not like Vachalta Visavota. That's the chilik. Vachalta Visavota is a pasik. The meal, there's no wiggle room. Kokamda, you're a suffix. Then it's Savi Darais Lachumra. There's no loisisa because Savi Darais Lachumra tells you you have to be Mavarach Berzah Mazen. The meal, there's no loisisa. Loisisa only say Brachal Vatala. He's not a Brachal Vatala. The suffix tells you you go to Lachumra, you have to be Mavarach. But when it's telling the Svara, then you have wiggle room. Then there's a possibility that the Svara is going to say, don't be Mavarach. There's a Shash Loisisa, don't be Mavarach. But that's the other Rishonim that say that it's not counted in the Raisa, Ayat Svara. So you could say in a Chanami, like you just said, like Rabbi just said, that the Svara is not like a Pasuk. A Pasuk will tell you that it applies in all cases. The Svara is not that way. The Tzlach says something else. The Tzlach says, another Terence, look at the Tzlach, that which we find that the Gemara says, Lomali Kros Svara, that's only by Dinim. Pesha Alta Pesha Hitter, Amitech Ve'el Averayo. But a Svara cannot be Mechayiv a Mitzvah. The Svara can't be Mechadish a Mitzvah. He says, how do I know? He says, why did the Torah write down Gezel, Leisirtzach, Leisigzel? These are all Svaras. Why did the Torah have to write it? Elamai, because the Torah wants it to be a mitzvah. There's Tariag mitzvah, and Memela, a Svara can't be Machadish a mitzvah. Machadish a din, a Svara can be Machadish a din. But it can't be Machadish a mitzvah. Memela, in a Hanami, that's why the din of the even though it's a Svara, it's not going to be Machadish a. It's not going to be Machadish a mitzvah that there's a. It's a Doraisa. On a derisive level, to eat without a bracha. Now, l'chora, this mikar of osalavim she'enem einam lemazav lebracha is l'chora only a svara lefanel osalavim she'enem lebracha. But how do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha lacharel? Dainu, the Gemara started off, Minani Mini. Where do we know it from? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan Kodesh Ilum Lashem, Melamed Shetunim Bracha Lifneim Ulachareim. We see from here that it's Tanur Bracha Lifanei Ulachareim. That's where we learned our Kodesh Ilulim. Hilulim is Lashon Rabim. Sai Bracha Lifanei, Sai Bracha Ulachareim. The Gemara fell off of that. The Gemara says no. Elo, Tanasmach Tabalma, really it's a Svara. How does the Svara tell you Bracha Ulachareim? The Svara Ulachareim only tells you a Bracha Lifanei. The Osaladim Shenem Lemazel by Bracha. And even though Rabbi Kiva said not that way, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Mikan Omer Rabbi Kiva, Osaladim Shitim Klum Kodim Shiyavarich. Interesting, what's the Hemshech? It was murder. Milamit Shetuni Bracha Lefneim Lachareim, Mikan Omer Rabbi Kiva, Osaladim Shitim Klum Kodim Shiyavarich. You just said that it's Tuni Bracha Lefneim Lachareim. Then Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, Osaladim Shitim Klum. Mashma Lachareim, that there is no Kiv. And what's also Shiyutim Klum? Maybe that's good, but what he's trying to be Mechadesh, that there's a Shir. It's not just the kizayis. Even there's no shir b'chlal. Even a mashu, a person has to make a bracha. But it's the chur mevur from Mekiva that you don't have to mevarach lacharel. Oslozim shiyitim klum. Kredim shiyivarach. What's with the bracha lacharel? It's true that the chrenim say that to Mekiva l'shitasoy. In Daf Mem Dalet, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel says, Ochal anovim v'teinim v'rimoinim. Somebody eats from the zayim v'minim. Mevarach hachrenim v'shalish bracha. It's different from Gamliel. Gamliel says that you need birchas amazin on all the minim, all the shivas haminim. This is totally in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eretz really drushes in the pasuk. Eretz chitav esur, begefim v'tein avirim. Eretz yishem v'nedvash. Eretz asher v'yibus kenoy sechol balechem l'sechol kolbon. Eretz asher v'nei avardo ma'areh tefsoy mechoyches. V'chalta v'zavot v'raf. Yishem v'lekechol eretz asher v'shen osalach." That's what it says in the pasuk. The shaila is, what's the v'chalta v'zavot going on? It's going on eretz asher v'yibus kenoy sechol balechem, or what it says right before in dafka by lechem, or is it going on eretz chitav esur begefim v'tein avirim? Rabbi Gamliel says it's going on everything. Lefanev, lefanev, lefanev. It's going also on Zayim Minim. Emele Yerachuyit Avarach Berach Samazin, even on Zayim Minim. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Ochal Shelek, even if you ate a Yerek, not Zayim Minim, whom is Zayinu, that's what you were Kaveh on, Bavarach Alev Gemo Brachis. You make a Berach Samazin. Emele, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva holds, Bechla, we learn out of Echal Deva Savata, that anything which is your Svio, anything which is your Mazin, that you make a gimel, you say Berachas Amazon on. But merely you didn't have to learn that from Kodesh Hilulim. That's why it says Mikana Rebbe Kiva only been a get a Bracha Lefaneo, because we have a Mekor for Bracha Lacharel. Rebbe Kiva holds Bracha Lacharel, you make a Bracha Lacharel, Berachas Amazon on everything that you eat if it's your Kvias. That's your Achal Tevis Avoto. But we don't pass in that way. Even though, for sure we don't pass in like Rebbe Kiva. There's Machlagis Rishain, whether or not we pass in like Rebbe Gamliel that calls Shiva Saminim needs Gimel Brachas Lacharel. However, Lididan, we pass in that Shivas Aminim doesn't need Berachas Amazin. Memela, how do we know Bechlal that there's a Chiv, a Bracha Lachareah by parents? Even if you hold Shivas Aminim does need Berachas Amazin, it's still not going to tell you an orange and a mango. It's not going to tell you the rest of the parents that needs a Bracha Lachareah. The truth is that Agav, in Maimar Musgar, it's not so pashut in the Gemara that everything needs a Bracha Lachareah. Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak bar Avdi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Alabeya, Valmini Kufra, Betchilim Vavarach Shachalim, Sev Berni Fashis Rabbis. Avayakaloi. It says on eggs and on meat, you have to make a bracha lefanel, and afterwards bring the fashis. But on yarek, you don't have to make a bracha lacharel. Rav Yitzchak says, afilu ayarka, but afal mayaloi. Sounds like not everything needs a bracha. Kenzan, those are things that are shahakol. Yarka is even adam al-khara. It's not on mizaynis. But there is such a tzad. Well, al-khara, the pashtis is that our sugi is trying to bring a makar for bracha lefanel, bracha lacharel, and al-khara also la'adam shena menel mezev le'bracha. It's only a svaro when you get the bracha rishena. It's not a bracha achrinu. If you look at the Rashba is misyachas to this, and he says, no, we learn out from asa la'adam shi'ena mazeb le'bracha, sai zayin minim, sai shar peres, sai lefonel, sai lacharel. So everything is learned out of the svaro, and everything is only midarabanan. Everything is midarabanan. The shayla is, Viazay. How do we learn out everything? L'chur, os l'adam sheno is l'adam bracha, is a svar for a bracha lefanel. How does that tell you a bracha lacharel? It's kind of zayin that it's totally in machlekes rishonim what the os l'adam sheno is l'adam bracha is. Then we saw, the Ritva says, what's the reason that it's os l'adam sheno is l'adam bracha? So he says, k'lekamon. Interestingly enough, they put two dots here. L'chur, they shouldn't have, even not in the Eiz V'hoda, they put the two dots. But l'chur, it's a hemshech. Says the Ritva, maybe as Rokalva from Rav Asher, Givenzach Vimalentos. It depends how you read it. Do you put it, the two dots there or not? Rashi says you have the two dots. The Ritva says no, it's the Hemshech. Tan Rabbanan, Oslo Adam Shiadam Mezeb Le Bracha. Chonenu Mezeb Le Bracha. Mo, believe you Rami, Siv Lashem Aratamalayim, Siv Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, Barat Nasan Levnei Adam, Lekash, Kan Kvein Abraham, Kan Lach Abraham. Merely if you look at the Ritva says, how do we know that Asa, what's the Svara of Asa La Adam Shehenim Ayin Lemez Lebe Abraham? Says the Ritva, that Siv Lashem Aratamalayim, Kid Lekamon, Veheich Yitol Adam Masha'ina Shaloi V'lo Yitol Mimeni Rishos. How could you take something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, something which is not yours, without asking Rishos? Now, asking Rishos doesn't mean they ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, can I have it? Nitilas Rishos means a bracha. Nitilas Rishos means you did what you have to do to be able to get it, to be able to be nene from it. You're not asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, can I have it? You're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is from you, and therefore that is your Rishos that you're allowed to have it. But that's what he says, it's the Nitilas Rishos. How could you take something without Nitilas Rishos? It's not yours. The Svara is Gebait on the Hemshech. Now, the Chorah, that Svara only tells you Nitilas Rishos. That means beforehand. That doesn't tell you afterwards B'chol. Once you already ate it, once you were already Mivakish Rishos, and you ate it, so then where's the Chiyah for the Bracha L'Acharel? However, Rashi says differently. Rashi says, El Svara hu, Kivun de Nene, Tzarech Lahoideis Nemisha Barom. Since you're a Nene, you have to be Moideh, you have to give Aidah to the person, to the one who created it. Now, this Svara L'Chorah is not specifically for before you start eating. If you're eating something, it's midas derecheret. You're nene, give a thank you. Acknowledge, akar satev. It has to be dafka beforehand? No. Kivun de nene, as a matter of fact, the lashon of Rashi, ziktuk lashonoi, is kivun de nene. It doesn't say kivun sheyehene, the lashon of Gemara. Kivun de nene, which means that you were nene already. Like the Gemara says, ha nene mino ilam azev lay bracha, ki ilamo, means that you're already nene. Mashmois of Rashi is not limited to the bracha lefanel. Rashi says, Svaru, kivan shenene, tarach lahoidis, lemisha barom. Since you were nene, memeli, you have to be made to the Ribbono Shel Olam who created it. That's not limited to a bracha lefanel. That's the chura, a svara of a bracha lacharel. Now, those that want to say that, that's good for why Rashi says, Amr b'chanin bar papa, kol anene min ha'olam azeb le'bracha, kilu gezel ha'kadosh baruch hu knesses Yisrael. Somebody that's nene, min ha'olam azeb le'brachas, kilu gezel ha'kadosh baruch hu. What was he gezel ha'kadosh baruch hu? Says Rashi, gezel ha'kadosh baruch hu es birchasei. Frek the Marsha, why didn't Rashi take a pshuta? He's gezel the pri from ha'kadosh baruch hu. Shamayim, shamayim, la ha'shem ha'aretz ha'olay, belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. Why did Rashi take gezel me ha'kadosh baruch hu es birchasei? He should have said gezel pri, frek the Marsha. Well, the feed is a very gishmak. In Echonami, the Itzer Lehenes Meilom Azel Lebracha is not because it's Ribbono Shel Olam Zinyev and Nitilas Rishos. The Itzer is that it's a Derech Eretz. You were nene from the Ribbono Shel Olam, be Moedet to him. Hakar Zatayv. The only thing that you took from the Ribbono Shel Olam without Rishos, the only thing you took was the Bracha. You weren't Mevarech. You weren't Moedet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi tells me. The Shaila is, why didn't Rashi take like the Ritva? The Chura, the first in the Gemara, Hashem Eretz Mulaya, that belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, first of all, it could be because, not because there's two das, but because the Gemara didn't bring it down yet. The Gemara's Zikr wasn't being Seimech on the Svaro if the Gemara wasn't Maskir the Svaro yet. El Svaro, Oslo, Adam Shein Emil Ebezel Ebracha. How could we be relying on the Svaro, on the Pasik, which it didn't bring down yet, if we're bringing the Svaro beforehand? Lachar, the Svaro is the Svaro Chitzain, even when without the Pasik. Mashmois is that the cloud is a little bit schwer. How can you say that it's a svar if you're buying it from a pasuk, if you're learning from a pasuk? The Ritva says, like it says, Lashem Aretz Mulayay. So then the svar is only coming after the pasuk. So it's not really a svar. It's gebayt on the pasuk. Rashi says, no, it's nothing to do with the pasuk b'chlal. Stamazayit. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's vault. It's his world. You took his pri. You have to be made to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank him for the pri that he gave you. B'chlal, the Indian of Mitzil Rishus, like we just learned in Parshas Noach and Parshas Bereishis, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus. Right? He gave Rishos to Adam Arishan to eat Peres Eilon. He gave Rishos to Noach to eat even Basar. But it's interesting the Lashon of the Ritva that Nitilas Rishos. Rashi understood, no, the Svara is a Svara independent of the Lashem Aras Malaria that was Gemara was only brought down afterward. The Svara, which is Batsim, it's Akar Zaracheret. You're nene from somebody, Akar Zatayv. Give a dank. Now, the Chur of the Svara is if you have a choice to learn out Bracha Rishon or Bracha Acharina from the Svara. Which one should you learn out? So, l'chur, the svara pshuta is the bracha achreina, not the bracha rishena. How do I know? The Gemara says that when the Gemara wants to learn the bracha achreina, the Gemara says, and how do I know bracha rishena? Elakal v'chaymer hu. When a person is satisfied, he has to make a mivarech. So koshkin when he's hungry. Now, what does that mean? What type of svara is that? So Rashi says in Dafim Ches, if a person is kshurov, kshusavim mivarech mitzvah lavarech ulahidus al svo, kshurov huba lahapik reivoy aydi briyasa shakadosh baruch hu. If a person has to thank the Uber, has to be Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he ate, then for sure, beforehand. Why? Because I'm much more dependent on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm lacking now. I have to show my lacking. I'm lacking because I'm hungry. After I already ate and I'm satisfied, so I'm already good. I don't need Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's the story with the guy with the was looking for the parking spot. Right? Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm okay. I did it. When you're lacking, you down to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Oh, I'm okay. I don't need it anymore. Right? Afterwards, you don't have that dependency. You're not so dependent on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Memela, beforehand, there's a bigger chiyuv to be mevarech. That's the chor how Rashi understood. Says Tosfos, this kol shekein, this kal v'chomer is lav kal v'chomer al ye. It says lav kal v'chomer. He says it's not a kal v'chomer. How do I know it's not a kal v'chomer? Because if it was a real kal v'chomer, then the chiyuv bracha by hamoitzi would be midaraisa. Because it says v'chazav tzvata v'rachto. And I will learn our kal v'chomer to beforehand. Agav l'chor only by kedei tzviya. You can learn that from a kal v'chomer. You learn out that kedei tzviya is the chiyuv to mivarech lefneichem. Then you really have to know before you start eating how much you're going to eat. The chiyuv, if a person is going to be eating kedei tzviya, you would have to mivarech lefneichem. And I know that's not the case. Because it says by Balkari that ate kedei tzviya, he's only mivarech afterwards, not mivarech lefanov. Right, says that there is no chiyuv to mivarech lefanov. Mishrum the alta kalvachemer. The shell is why is there no kalvachemer? The ma'isa. Saw some alay pirish. Says the ritzvah on the Rajbo. The reason why there's no kalvachemer is the Gemara says in Daf Chafalef. We're trying to learn out birchas atera, a bracha of birchas atera lacharel, and a bracha of birchas amazain lifanel. The Gemara says we can learn out one from the next. The Gemara says no, you can't learn out birchas amazain lacharel from birchas atera lacharel from birchas amazain lacharel. Malamazain shekin nene. There's a svara that once you are nene, then there's a much bigger chiyuv to mivarech, as opposed to birchas atero. You don't have that hano, and it's also mavur over there the chayr that you can't learn out a bracha lefanel. The Gemara is trying to learn out both of the things. We're trying to learn a bracha lefanel from birchas atero that you mivarech lefanel, a bracha lacharel birchas atero from birchas amazon that mivarech lacharel. We can't learn out either one. The Gemara says lechayr the svara of kiman shenene is a much bigger svara. Kiman shenene tells you that once you already enjoyed that which the Rebbeinu Shalom created, that's for sure a much bigger chiyuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not even though you're much more dependent beforehand, but the Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater afterwards. Zikr the Moshe Ba'alma, Dugba Ma'alma, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell Klal Yisrael about the Besura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pokei Yifkered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out of Mitzrayim, V'yikred Omi Yishtachavu. They gave Hoidah. Moidu Mikan Shemoidim Al Besura Tevah, says Rashi. When they came out of Mitzrayim, all the Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael, the Shira Hazay, the Gan Tzaklai Yisrael sang the entire Shira. There's a much bigger Chiyuv Hoidah after you were netted from the Tzoyv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them beforehand. Even though beforehand you're much more dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards they're already out. They're already drowned. Nevertheless, the Hoidah is much greater. Namela, Lachur, the Chiyuv Hoidah, it's Pashit, if Tzarech Lahoidah, Lemish Abraham, Lachur, the Tzvara, first of all, you could say, according to the Ritva, that that's where we know bracha achreina from. Yes, where do we know bracha achreina? Lachar the svara of netilas rishus is only beforehand. The answer is, if you have to mevarech al netilas rishus, which we meant netilas rishus just means to mevarech to be makkah that is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have to mevarech al netilas rishus beforehand, then koshkin you have to mevarech afterwards when you're nene. For sure, you have to mevarech to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what's mevarech in the Gemara beforehand. But the shverket is on Rashi. And Rashi, that doesn't have a makor for bracha rishayno. According to Ritva, we have a makor for bracha rishayno. We're saying it's a kalvachem, the bracha achreino. According to Rashi, we don't have a makor for bracha rishayno. We know that if you're nene, then you have to be a varech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does that mean before and does that mean afterwards? Lachur, the svara says it's a bigger chiv afterwards than beforehand. So lachur, you only have a makor that you have to be a varech afterwards. You don't have a makor, b'chlal, you have to be a varech beforehand. The Rajma is the steer? when you get the Kalvachemer. Whether or not we go with the Kalvachemer is the Kalvachemer. The Shaila is whether or not Ken Zayin, we could say that in Echnami, even though the Tzitzvis and the Rashi and the Ritzvah, they say that the Kalvachemer is the love Kalvachemer al Yoso, but it's not that there's no Svaro. The Zikr is a Svaro. There is a Svaro that you're totally in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore you should be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right, maybe it's not a Kalvachemer Mal Yoso that it's going to be Mechayev Yimi Daraiso. But at least on a Derabbanan Dika level, there is a Kalvachemer that tells me that there's a Chiyas Mevarach Lefanel. The truth is that there's a Raya to this Yisrael B'das Rashi. I don't know if they only got up to it. We'll leave it for Mirat Hashem next man, next Sugya. But when you get to a Shemen, Rashi says, by a Shemen, there's no Brach on Shemen, Azuki Mazik, Lugufei, Ve'ein Zu Achila Shetuna Bracha, Degabe Bracha Ve'achal Teksiv. By bracha it says, when you have shemen is mazik. Shemen is mazik. By bracha it says, there has to be an achila, v'chalta. Where does it say v'chalta? It's v'chalta v'savolta v'rach. That's the bracha l'acharel. How does it tell you anything about bracha l'fanel? It says Rashi Yosef, because Rashi learns that we learn how to bracha l'fanel from Kalvachemer. So Rashi Yosef says, Rashi l'chara is still going with the Kalvachemer. The truth is that, like we just mentioned before from the Rach quotes it. Even the Maskanas of Gemara, the Rach quotes the Kalvachemer. So even though Tosfos says that it's not a Kalvachemer Mayoso, but it's not Shver to say with Das Rashi, that in Echanami there is a Kalvachemer. There is a Kalvachemer that if you have to be Mevarech afterwards, when you don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, because you already ate, and certainly beforehand, Shebol Lahafik Re'evai, then at least on a Derabbanan Dika level, there's a Svara Derabbanan that you have to be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing is that we'd be left with is, how do you know they have to be Mevarech on a Mashu? If we learn out Baruch HaLefanel from a Kalvachemer from Lacharel is only Mevarech after you had a Shir Achila. How do you know Dafka Shir Achila? The Chara that we see from Achal Tavazavot is Dafka Shir Achila. But how do you know that when you, if you, it's a Kalvachemer to Lefanel, how Bechlal do you know that you have to be Mevarech on a Mashu Lefanel? I would have wanted to say that in Chami, because if you're Rashi, not Mechuyev to. You have a Raya not that way. So it doesn't remember Daf Yudali by Mita Emes. It's only by Te'ima, less than Revius, you don't have to make a bracha. But Stam, if you're interested in eating, then even less than Achil, less than Revius, you have to make a bracha, lefanel, according to Rashi. You could say that Rashi learns it from Lashem Aratum Loy. The Hainu, the Svara tells me that I'm a Chuyiv to be Mevarach the Ribbono Shel Olam. When is that? That's afterwards, after you're a Nena. Kalvachomer, that if you're coming to be Nena and be Mapik Re'evoi, Al Yedei, the Briyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be Mevarach. On how much? Lashem Aratum Loy tells you that it's not yours till before it, till once I have the svara that tells me that I'm a chayiv to mevarich, then the smach l'Hashem Aratz Mulei can say from there that maybe in a chanami afilu ala mashu. That's l'chora machlekes rishonim and how we understand what's the svara, what's the svara chitzayim, what's the nafkamino. L'chora is the nafkamino la'alacha. The Gemara says, Daf Yudalan went out. Mita'emes einatuna bracha. V'ashori b'tainas toim v'yem ekachlum. The halacha is if somebody's toim, Rashi says, what's mita'emes? Ti'imas tavshul l'dasim tarach melech eitavlin. A person wants to taste his challenge on Erev Shabbos. The halacha is to emel chayim zoch. Why is there need to be taste the challenge? The inyan that's brought down is to make sure that it tastes good for Shabbos. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down. There's maybe andre in yonim, but there's also gedula b'chor. But there's the ikar inyan the Mishnah Berurah brings down is to see whether or not it tastes good. And there's inyan to taste from everything to make sure. Now a person wants to taste a little bit of Erev Shabbos. A little bit of challenge, less than review. He wants to know if it has enough salt. Does he have to make a bracha or not? Says the Gemara, "Meta'emes inatuna bracha." Meta'emes doesn't need a bracha. Vashori b'tainis toim ve'mekachlum. And somebody that's fasting, he's in a tainis. Shall if it's tainis tibur, tainis yachin, magus yishenim. The halacha is toim ve'mekachlum. He's allowed to eat. He's allowed to taste, and there's no problem. Says Rabbeinu Chana, tastes brings down pirish rach. What does it mean toyemes? You stick it in your mouth, you taste it, and you spit it out afterwards. That's not considered hanah. You're not allowed to swallow. Even if it's not a tiny tzibur. And that's why you don't have to make a bracha either. That's why on a tainus is not a problem, because you're not eating. And that's why you don't have to make a bracha. When you're tasting the challenge, because you're sticking the potato in your mouth, tasting it on your taste buds, and spitting it out afterwards. But in a chanami, you're not swallowing it. If you swallow it, according to the Rach, in a chanami, you have to make a bracha. Even if it's a mashu. Even though the only reason you're tasting it is to see whether it has enough salt. Rashi, steam is divi Rashi, is not that way. Ma'u shiyitoim es atav shal dasim tzarech melech haitavlin. But the emes steam is tavshul. It doesn't tell you that you're spinning it out, bachal. And the Piski Rid says, in a chanami, says the Rid, tastes Rid, and other Rishonim, that's talking about even if you're swallowing it. Even if you're swallowing it, it's not a problem. Ain't a tuna bracha. The shell is farvos. Aser lo adam shiyanim in oilam azeb le bracha. What's the pshat? L'chero l'tamayu azli. The rach in our sugya, the mashmoyis is like he goes like the ritva. How do I know? That's the rach that we quoted beforehand. What we learn out of the svara, v'shar dvarim svaru sha'as lo adam shiyitim klum koidim shiyavarech. He takes the lashon of Rebbe Akiva, not the Gemara's lashon of Asladim Shiyanim and Mazel Bracha. Asladim Shiyitim Klum Kedim Shiyavarech. You don't have to taste anything Kedim Shiyavarech. That's the Tzvarit. The Kiyos Rishos. Lachur the Mashmoyit is like the Ritva says. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How could you take even a Mashu if you're not asking Rishos? Mamela Zokter, that which I said Mitha Emes Enetricha Bracha, if you're tasting a Tavsho, that's only if you're spitting it out. Once you swallow a little bit in a Hanami, you need to make a Bracha. Rashi, on the other hand, says not the way. Rashi says, Kiman shenene tzarech lahidus l'misha brom. That's the only when you're coming to be nene. Kokam, I'm not coming to be nene bechlal. Then there's no chiyuv bracha. I'm coming to taste. I'm not coming to be nene. I'm not coming to eat it because I'm hungry. I just had a whole breakfast. I just want to know, is the chance to have enough salt or not? I'm not coming to be nene bechlal. The meila, the svar is not mechayiv me, that I'm to be mevarech. And the meila, even if you swallow it, once it's revised, then the halacha is you have to make a bracha savi side, because then you can't say it's just mita emes. Then your mom is being nene once you have a shir achila. L'chora, this machlekes also is another nekuda, and that is what's the din of savik brachas lakulo. Do we say what's the din by savik brachas? The mechaber paskin the siman reish tes the elam saw. It's also in siman kof samazayin that savik brachas lakulo. If a person doesn't know whether or not Lashem is kol abrachas im nistapkin birachim lav einim avarach lebetchivu lebetzayif chutz mibirachas amazin. That's the mechaber paskin v'pnei shi shal teru. But any other bracha, you don't have to mivarach. Savik bracha, you don't have to mivarach again. And what? You have to stop eating, or you're allowed to continue eating? Does the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifkat Mem Tes, Zakhti, no, avad, you're allowed to continue eating. There's no problem to continue eating. Savik bracha is lakulo. I mean, if you have a savik, whether or not you made a amoytzi, and you're not sure, then you're allowed to continue eating. You're allowed to have the continue eating even without a bracha, because savik bracha is lakulo. The shayla is, aslan esan lam zavu bracha. L'chura, how could you continue eating? You should have to stop. So the truth is that Rikivi Eger says that B'das Taisus. There's a shayla in the Gemara, and Daf Yud Beis, Manalaf, whoever learned Daf Yud Beis, Pasach Bechamer V'Sim B'Deshichra. The person started, he picked up a cup of beer, and he started saying Brei Priagofen. The bracha al das to say Brei Priagofen, and he finished, he said Shachon Yivadvari. He said the words, he didn't say the words. Shaila in the Gemara, Ibaid lo yivshito. It's not clear whether or not he's yotzer or he's not yotzer. What do you do? Mela says, Taisus, if you're not clear whether or not he's yotzer, he's allowed to drink, he's not allowed to drink, he has to make a new bracha, what does he do? Says Taisus, Pirush of Alphys, the Rif says, Hash lo yivshito bayin, azin lakula. Now that it's Ibaid lo yivshito, Savi bracha lakul. He's allowed to drink without it. You don't have to make a new bracha. V'ri haya oimer l'chumra, the tzarech levarech pamacher. The Ri says, Taisus brings down from the Ri, no, as we savik brachas, we go lechumra in this case, and tzarech levarach pamacher, and it's tamua. What do you mean savik brachas? We know that's the klal, savik brachas lekalkol. Chashash leisiso. As they affect Rikiv Eger, says Rikiv Eger, he brings down a marsho in Pesachim daf peibeit at daf kufbeit. He says that's the Rashbam. That klal of savik brachas lehakol is only by birchas hamitzvah. By birchas hamitzvah, we say if you're not sure whether or not you took the lulav or not, take lulav another time and shuckle it, and don't be mevarach. Savik brachas lehakol. When it comes to birchas hanenin, there's no klal of savik brachas lehakol. Why? Also, l'adam shenem min olam hazeh, lebracha. You're not allowed to be nene min olam hazeh, lebracha. But meila, if you have a suffix, whether or not you made a amaytzi, you're not allowed to. If you have a suffix, whether or not you ate it, it's bracha, you're not allowed to eat. Meila says, m'kiv eger, also, l'adam shenem min olam hazeh, lebracha. The loyshayach kinal of bebirchas hamitzvahs, the brachas ainam ma'akvis. Of bebirchas hanenin, osur lechob loy bracha ain shom. Loy havechshash bracha levato, zim loy yivarech, ye osur loy lishtois. Not exactly clear. It's not a chash bracha levato, because if he's not going to be mevarech, it'll be also to be yishesa. You're right, it'll be also yishesa, exactly. Exactly what we want, my friend. 100%. What does that mean? Reish test, he's misyach to this. Mamela says Rabbi Akiva Eger, there's no place this holds that savik brachas, Hanen, birchas hanen, you go lechumra, because asal adam shenem is zol lebracha. The shell is what all the rest of the Rishonim hold. That's what we pass in Allah Lamaisa. Machaber passes Min Rish test that all Tavik Brachis, you go Lakula. You don't go Lakumra. The shell is also Allah Mashinim and Zilla Blay Bracha. What's the Psha? The truth is, if you look at B'kiva Eger in Simin Reish test, he says that's what the riff holds. So it's supposed to riff that says you go Lakula. What does the riff hold? I'm sorry. The shell is, how do we say Tavik Brachis Lakula? Like the riff holds, so the truth is, the chorin ask that the Indian of Asla Adam Shenem Zalver Bracha is also only Yisad Rabbanu. It's not Yisad Raisa. So if you have a suffix whether or not you made a bracha, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So you have a suffix whether or not there's an Isser for you to be Nenner. And that Isser is only Din the Rabbanu. So suffix the Rabbanu, the Kula, will tell you that there's no Isser over here. What does it mean that there's the Asal Adam Shenem and Zalbei Bracha? The Asal Adam Shenem and Zalbei Bracha is only the Rabbana. So if you have a Safik, whether or not you're Mavarech, you have a Safik the Rabbana, and the Rabbana is the Kula. And that's what the Rekiv Eger says, that's Pshat in the Rif. That's why the Rif doesn't hold like Taisus that we go to Chumru by Safik Birach Zanenen. Taisus is not that way. Taisus says no. Taisus Kinira says that. Since that there's a Bracha, since there's a Chi of Bracha, Memela, once you have a chi of bracha, then there's no, you can't say that Safek bracha lekula. Once there's the asla adam sheinam ezalbei bracha, then that tells you you're not allowed to eat if you don't make a bracha, like Rabbi Akiva Eger said. Once you know you're not allowed to eat unless you for sure made a bracha, then you're mechuyev to make a bracha. Once you're mechuyev to make a bracha, there is no leisisa. There is no chash of leisisa bachlal. There is no shayla of itzah derabanan. Taisus holds Safek Brachis, we go to Chumro. Why? Because Aslan and Shemim is Lebeh Bracha. The Rif holds no. Even that's a Din der Rabbanan. We may go to Chumro. We go to Kula and we say you don't have to be. We say that you're not Mavarech in a case of Safek Brachis. The truth is that the Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says the Pshat and Taisus, the Rishonim already say it. In our Sugya, the Tashbeis, the Chedush Rashbat, he says that. Yeshayimrim, that by Safek, even though the Gemara comes out that it's a Svara, Safek Darabana Lakula, so Asaladim Shainam is Lubba Bracha, nevertheless, if you have a Safek Bracha, you go to Chumra. Why? Because the Gemara says that it's Kilu Mal, which is the Svara of Asaladim Shainam is Lubba Bracha, when you're Chavar Le Yeravim Ben Avas, all types of things that it says, Mamela, it's so Chamer, Mamela, therefore it's, we don't say Safek Darabana Lakula. It's interesting. The Pnei Yeshua said at the beginning, what we brought on the Pnei Yeshua says, even if you hold that the Svara is a Din Daraisa, then you're Mechuyev in Daraisa, nevertheless we're going to say Safek Darabana Lekula when it comes to Brachis. Here the Rishonim say that even if you hold that the Svara is a Din Darabanan, we're still going to say Safek Darabana Lechumra, Safek Brachis Lechumra, because, and you can't eat without a Bracha because of the Asla Adam Shanim Elvizavir Bracha. Aye, what's with the Leisisa? Lechura, Yivachshash. Of Leitzis Hashem Hashav, how are you allowed to make a bracha? Asla Adam Shenem is Lebe Bracha. You have a suffix when they're not in Mavarech. So you want to be, now it's Asla Adam Shenem is Lebe Bracha. So the lacha is, you have two choices. Either make a new bracha or don't eat. So the lacha is, Taisa says, make a new bracha. How are you allowed to make a new bracha? There's a chash maybe Leitzis Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav. So the chari you have to say, like we said before, that any time that Chazal tell you that you're Mechuyev to be Mavarech, then in Chanami, there's no chash of leisisa. The whole Isser of leisisa seem mevarech when you're not mechuyev to mevarech. When Chazal tell you that you're mechuyev to mevarech, there's also lot of shenem lezav bar bracha. Then memela in Chanami, there's no problem of bracha levatola. There's no problem of bracha levatola. That would be lechuro. Safek brachas lekula is. Learned out, or Safek Brachas Lechumra is gebayit on this din of Asla Adam Shenem Ezel Be'er Bracha. Now, that was one shayla that the Rishonim asked, that Rabbi Akiva Eger asked on Taisus. Taisus says we go Safek Brachas, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the reason why Taisus goes Safek Brachas Lechumra is because you're not allowed to be in Ene B'lei Bracha. There's an Isser. The shayla is, Fekta Achreinim. So what's Pshana Baal Keri and Oinin? An Oinin, the halacha is, Rahman al-Islan, somebody who was Nifter, a Karev of his, is not allowed to eat without a bracha. The shayla is not allowed to be mevarech. I'm sorry, not allowed to make a bracha. He eats without making a bracha. The shayla is, also adam shayna meyol yamazeb le bracha. How is an oinan allowed to eat without a bracha? It occurs as an isser. And even though we know that an oinan is not mekayim mitzvah, he's not allowed to be over an isser. There's no heter for an oinan to eat chazer because he's an oinan. He just doesn't have to be carrying the mitzvahs. But that which is the isserim, he's not allowed to be over. So if there's an isser, so much so that there's an isser that we say sabu bracha lachumra, you're not allowed, mamash not allowed to be nenim meyol yamazeb le bracha when you have a safik, then lachur, how's an oinan allowed to be allowed to eat without making a bracha? Lachur, there's an isser. There's the isser of the mashenah man was by bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says in Chelak Aleph in Mincha Shlomo, in Shalos Hashuvos, he says in Simin Yud Ches, he says as follows. He says Ken Zayin that the Iker Birchas Anenin, he says his lashon is Iker Chiyu Birchas Anenin Mishum Dechivu Chazal Lahoidis Ulahala LaHashem Koidem Shu Oicha Veshoisa. V'chiyuv zeh svaruhu mishum midas derech eretz. You're mechuyiv to be mevarech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you eat. That's midas derech eretz. K'di metzinu shechayv levarech beberech zeh mitzvahis. Ele hevdel hu zi'ilu gabi mitzvahis le'almu kol kachas achiyiv she'ye osir lasis mitzvah b'lai bracha. Mashenkin gabi berech zeh nezim almu re'abana lechiyiv ar bracha. Ramin de kozman shle'i berech havikilu ma'al gazmo. Where does the chiyiv bracha come from? The chiyiv bracha comes, where does the osir lehenes mevarech zeh mitzvah come from? You're mechuyis mivarech to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What means the derech eretz? You're being nene from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Derech eretz says, thank you Kadosh Baruch Hu for what you ate. Memela, once you have a chiyuv, Chazal said, if you're not mekayim your chiyuv, then there's an iser to eat. Al mu'al chiyuv, they said the chiyuv is such a stark chiyuv that you're not allowed to eat if you're not mekayim your chiyuv. He says in the nimtzu lefizeh, the time in the koshev gezel, rak mishun mechuyiv levarech. That which I'm being mevarech, says the Shlomo Zalman, it's not because the bracha is coming to be matir the oichol. The bracha is coming because al takar satayv the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He gave you food. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once you have a chiyuv, Chazal said, now that you have this chiyuv, you're not allowed to eat if you're not mekayim your chiyuv. You're not allowed to eat before you mekayim your chiyuv. But not that the bracha is coming to be matir. Once it's two shlavim. First you have a chiyuv. After you have the chiyuv, if you're not mekayim your chiyuv, you're not allowed to eat. That's all good in a case where you have a chiyuv. But by an oinin, or by a balkeri, there is no chiyuv to be mevarech. Once there's no, the whole reason is atmidas derech eretz. In this case, Chazal said there's no derech eretz. You're not mechuyiv, there's not no derech eretz. Kilu, you don't have the chiyuv derech eretz. If you don't have the chiyuv derech eretz, but mainly you don't have the iser. So shaylo, is the asal adam shiena milim azeh v'loi bracha, is that an iser bifnei atzmai? Or that only comes because there's a mitzvah to be mevarech, then memeil it's aser. And go come that you don't have the mitzvah mevarech, but really you don't have the iser. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, l'chor you have to say that's pshat in oinin in balkeri, that even though there's an iser to be nene b'oinin mazel by bracha, how are they allowed to eat without making bracha? The answer is because there's no iser b'fnei atzmai. The iser is because you're mechuyev, because you midas derech eretz says you're mechuyev to make a bracha. Now that you're mechuyev to make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat without the bracha. But if you're not mechuyiv to make the bracha in the first place, mamila, there's no iser. Now this whole svara lachorla only applies in Rashi. Rashi says that the whole svara is a svara of midas derech eretz, kivin shenene tzarach loydis misha bro. But according to the Ritva says no, it's a nitilas rishus. The iser, you're not allowed to eat beforehand because it belongs to Rebbeinu Shlomo. The bracha is coming to be matirin. The bracha is coming to be matirin. The bracha is coming to be matirin lachorla. Not so partial that you could say that the whole Isser only comes because of the Chiyuv. L'chor, that's not true. L'chor, the Isser comes, there's an Isser Be'etzer. Ukum Tois L'chor, just to be misakin what we have. We have Shitas Rashi and Shitas Ritva. Rashi says that the Svara, Asladim Shenem Elim Azel Brach. First we have, Bechlal, Maskanas Gemara, the Pasha says we have the Svara, Asladim Shenem Elim Azel Brach. Lefi Rav Rishayim, that's the Svara der Rabbanan. The Pnei Yeshua says that's the Svar which is Mechayim Midaraisa. Even so, we're going to say Yisrael Baruch Lekulo, Asloi Sisa. The rest of the Rishonim understood that it's a Svar Midarabanan. This Svar, is it a Svar for Bracha Rishon or Bracha Achreinu? The Rashba says it's a Svar for both of them. How is it a Svar for both of them? The Ritva says the Svar tells you that you have to be Neitel Rishus beforehand. And Lechor, if you know that you have to make a Bracha beforehand, then Kavachemer afterwards, then you're Nenek. Rashi says Fakert. Rashi says once you're nene, the midas derech eretz tells you that you have to be you're kivin shenene mekadosh baruch hu. You have to be moida. How do you know bracha lefaneh? L'chorek al v'chemer. Kishu savei mevarech. Kishu rav lekol shekein. Nafkemina ledina lachor between the Ritva and Rashi is what's by ti'imo. If you have just the ti'imo to taste it, and you swallow it, you have to make a bracha or not. According to the Ritva, zich, you have to make a bracha. According to Rashi, you don't have to make a bracha. Another nafkemina might be benegea to savik brachas lahakol. Savik brachas lahakol. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Tosfos says we don't say savik brachas lahakol by Birchas HaMitzvah, by Birchas HaNenin, because there's the Asal Adam Shiena Me'elam HaZeb Lai Bracha. Asal Adam tells you that there's no, that you're not allowed to be Nene without a Bracha. Now, that din, that Asal Anes tells you that you're not allowed to be Mavar, that you're allowed to be, you're not allowed to be Nene without a Bracha, L'chura, it should tell you also that an Oinen and a, it should tell you that an Oinen and a Balkari also are not allowed to eat without a Bracha. So the truth is that those that say that in Chanami, the Rishonim that say that an Oinin is not allowed to eat without a bracha, taka, it's machlokes Rishonim. Ken Zayin, that's taka how Tosfos holds. Because the Svara is so stark, the Svara is, like the Ritva says, that you're not allowed to be Nene without a bracha. And Kokama, the Isser to be Nene comes from the Gzela. The bracha is coming to be Matar the Achilo. The bracha is coming to be Matar the Achilo. Because without it, it's gezel. If the bracha is coming to be matar l'achilo, then you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Decide whether or not you're a suffik. Decide whether or not he's an oinin. Decide whether or not he's a balkari. He's never allowed to eat without a bracha. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, you could say that the whole chi of bracha is only midas derech eretz. It's only midas derech eretz. Midas derech eretz tells you you're mechuyev to be mevarech. Now that you're mechuyev to be mevarech, then in a chanami, there's an iser to be nene if you're not going to be mevarich. But kokama that there's no chiv to be mevarich in the first place by oinin bal by keri in the chanami there's not going to be a iser lehenes belibra. Just one last maramakam I'll throw that this is all going in tesis by on dafyud beis that says that it's a savik bracha lechumra is by bracha rishena. But tesis on daf mem tes says that savik bracha lechumra is even by bracha achrena. Even by bracha achrena, there's a klal of savak bracha lechumra, and the Gaon says because Tosfos shita is that bracha savak we say savak bracha lechumra. There's no iser derais of leisiso. But klal, this is stam. You have to know when to get to all brachas. Why is there an iser leisiso by a bracha levatol? The halacha is if Hashem first wants to be a kav al shemayim, and he says Hashem u'lekim, Hashem u'lekim, Hashem u'lekim, Hashem u'lekim. Is there any problem? You say it the whole day long. It happens to be a pasuk, but part of a pasuk. Say it the whole day long. First one to say Kari Bon Erlam, say Shem Hashem. You're being Meshavayach and Kodesh Baruch. So there's no problem at all. All of a sudden you put a Baruch at the beginning, now there's a problem with Baruch Levatol. But it's not so much that all the Rishonim hold that there's any time the Mevarech can sign that there's no problem of Loisisa Midaraisa. Maybe it's Dinder Abonin, you should be Baruch that. It's not so much that there's no Loisisa Midaraisa. You're going to say, Tosfos holds that Savay Brachas, we go to Chumro. All Brachas, Savay Brachas, Chumro. Even by Berech Tanin. That's just the source of the Shmaitz a little bit of the Svar of Aslan Shana Melam is Abla Bracha. Just two words when I get to the Limud. We have Bez Hashem, without Corona permitting and anything else that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has in mind for us, we should Bez Hashem, this follow that we should have a Chirv Zman without any interruptions. We have Mir Hashem 6 months to learn Kitz Mevarchim. It's the Limud, which is an opportunity to be Kaina a Perek, which is Negea every single solitary day of a person's life. And there's a lot of halachas that people don't know. You'd be surprised how much we don't know Negea. And there's a lot of different foods, especially new foods every day. And this is a Klolim in Brachis, and Negea is a Bechlal, all Berachas HaNenin. For Mela, it's an opportunity to be Kaina the Masechta, to be Kaina this Perek, and it's Shaykh to be Kaina. However, it needs a little bit of forethought, foresight beforehand, just to be able to make the kinyan. You're here, you can come and learn every day, but if you want to be kinyan, then it needs a little bit of thought of how to do that. And one of the simple ways to do that is to be misakim at the end of the day, at the end of the week. The best thing is at the end of the day to take 5 to 10 minutes to be misakim every day. What did I learn today? Not just that I learned. A person can come in and learn the entire time from 3:45 to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. And then come back at the end of the month and say, no, what do I have? What was I kena? I learned every day. I learned, and I was talking around it. But what was I kena? To be kena, you have to make sure that you come out with the kinyan. Come out with the kinyan is tamud b'yoda, to write down is a tremendous way. So, last time, instead of giving b'chinas, I'll tell you the last time we learned brachas, instead of giving b'chinas, what I gave out to the Eilim was a piece of paper. It was split up into five. It was a half a piece of paper split up into 5 days. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, for the 5 days of the week that we have Seder. And each Aleph, Beis had five lines. And you have to be l'sakim what you learned that day. Gemara, Rashi, Tesis, Rif, Rabbeinu Yoino, Rublei Malan, Machnashtes, whatever you learned. It didn't make a difference. Lavdafki is a check-in. Just that you should have Tamud B'yod, you should come out with a kinyan in, not just in the Sugi, it's also in the Halacha. It definitely takes time, whether you have time out of the Seder, it does take time out of the Seder, but the Chalot Kofas in Seder, to be Mashkiya, 5 to 10 minutes, to be trainer, what do I have? What do I have Lamaisa? What's, as Mishnah Berurah asking, what Tzvikas do we have? Anytime they have a Suffolk, one of the tremendous Milas of the Chabura is the Kulba Chavirim, that I hope to be available for anybody who has questions. Not always am I available right away, sometimes it's not even that day. I try to give it back to everybody. But you don't have to wait. Turn to the person next to you. The Ilum is the Choshev Ilum, the Shtark Ilum, and there's no reason to not to make use and enjoy the Tovah Chaverim. I'll see you on Limud. That's one Akuda. The second Akuda is when you get to and again to just the surah of the day. Usually that on Sunday at the beginning of the day is Chaburah, 3:45. When it's on the sugya, it's on the sugya, on the halacha, it's on the halacha. The halacha lemaisa with Mishabura, handle how many things the Mishabura doesn't bring down, how many things the Mishabura does bring down. Practical applications, as generally what the Chaburah is on. On Monday and Thursday and Monday, we try to learn something. The first 15 minutes, 3:40, I hope, Bezer Hashem starting, 3:40. 10 to 15 minutes. The Munu B'Tochen, Chazanish, Munu B'Tochen and Chazanish. We're doing Chavis 11 up until now. And Thursday is Shmuz on the Parasha. This is not mandatory. You should be here anyhow at that time, but it's not mandatory. Now that's the beginning of Seder. The end of Seder, I don't know what to tell the Olam, but it's something which is clear as day that every person, we mentioned the achrayas that a person has. We mentioned last week the chayas that a person has to the olam, the chayas applies to yourself. You should have a kini in the limur, but a chayas in all areas of avodas Hashem. And one of the things is when you get to leaving early. Now I understand that I'm talking to mostly avreichim here, just about everybody, there's a person that has einsim and a person has to leave sometime, but that it should be kavua that a person leaves early. That I see when the first person leaves. That it's matter the rest of the Olam to leave. No one wants to be the first person. And when the first person leaves, and for sure if he's kavua to leave at that time, then every day he has to leave, and he doesn't feel bad because he has to leave at 6:30, whatever it is. And the meal, everybody else leaves at the time. Ask the Olam please not to leave before 6:45. Seder really is over 7 o'clock. I'm not in charge over here. That's really when Seder is over. We made it that not Maariv should be 6:55, that the Olam should be as an incentive that the Olam should stay. For those that were here at the beginning of Brachis, Be'etzem you have to daven Maariv before you have supper. You should really be davening Maariv beforehand. So Chaval not to stay, you also daven, you also be Mekayim Da'alacha, Chaval not to stay. If you have to leave early, please not before 6:45. Obviously, and then it's a difference, and we should be Zaycha, Lo Meiru, Lo La Meir, Lishma V'Lachis.